Today's Shir Masechta Shavuos Daf Chavav. We will begin the Ezra Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Chavav Amin Aleph on the second line. The Mishnah taught us of Shmuel Omer. Shmuel's opinion is in a chayv al alas alavai. We have a machlokes Reb Yishmael and Reb Akiva if a Shavuos Bitui, which we've been discussing in our Shiurim, carbon oil, where there's a chiv carbon oil of a yared, when such a shvu is violated b'shayig, is it the sha'avar and l'chaba, both for the future and the past, or is it only for the future? The opinion of Yishmael is that it's for the future only, and the opinion of Rabbi Kiva is that it's for the future and for the past. And as the Rishonim point out, and we've made this point in our shiurim as well, the entire machlokes is only regarding the carbon oil of yared aspect. That there is a machloikis if it's for the past as well. But when we speak about somebody deliberately violating such a shvua and being chayiv a malchus, there everyone agrees that it's for the future and the past. It says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says regarding the chayiv carbon oil of yared by shvius buiti. The pasuk says oy nefesh. Is speaking about that he makes a shvu that he will eat or won't eat. Says the Brisa. So if we learn this pasuk, the pasuk seems to indicate only things that have a positive, that can be said in a positive way, and a negative way. If somebody made a shvua, however, which does not involve that type of a statement, as we discussed in our previous year, for example, somebody made a shvua that is going to throw something into the yam, which doesn't really have a positive or a negative impact. Menayin, that those are considered also valid shvua. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, Oy nefesh kisishova levati b'svasayim. So the pasuk says any type of shvua, it doesn't have to be lahara or lahetiv. Continues the brayse emi ela tova. The pasuk says that emi ela haba, the shvua that's only valid for the future, l'sha'avar minayin, that how do you know you chay for shvua even for something that refers to the past, as we've discussed in our shir, where somebody says, for example, somebody says, that he did something, chalti, lo yachalti, minayin, how do we know that that too is considered a valid shvua? Tamar loimer, says the Gemara, eni al l'chola shivata adam b'shvua, that it means anything. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, and that's how Rabbi Akiva comes to his opinion, that a shvua is for the future and the past. Rishmal amal lahara lahetiv, lahaba. The pasuk says lahara lahetiv, and the words lahara lahetiv mean future, so that's why he says only for the future. Amar Rabbi Akiva, so says Rabbi Akiva, im kein, if you're going to be so definite about the words lahara lahetiv, so then the result should be ein leil dvarim sheyesh bem hatova v'ra. So then only a shvua that involves hatova v'ra should be a valid shvua. But dvarim sheyesh bem hatova hara v'hatova, but if they don't involve hara v'hatova, doing something positive or negative, minayin, the day two will be considered a valid shvua. Amalei Maribay Akosef, because the pasuk says L'chola Shivata Adam B'Shvua, and he says from the words L'chola Shivata Adam B'Shvua, we learn that it doesn't have to be Harava Tova. So says Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Shmuel, if you're going to learn that way, Im Riblocha Akosef, if the pasuk is expanding and not limiting to what it says L'chola Leitiv, so then expand it even further. And Riba Hakosav Lakach, and say that it also refers not just to Lahaba, but refers to Lashavar as well. So says the Gemara, Shapa Kamar Bekiva Bishmol. Bekiva is making a very correct assertion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan responded, Rabbi Shmol Shashimash Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana, Rabbi Shmol, who learned by Rabbi Shmol Ben Akana, Shakairish is called a Torah Kulab Klala Prat. As we've discussed in previous Shurim, there's a pasuk that could be learned in one of two ways. And even though The pasuk could be learned in two ways with very different results. A pasuk could be learned in a klal or prat, a klal form, and the same type of pasuk could be learned in a ribui form. And as we've also often discussed in our shiurim, if we learn it in a klal or prat form, it's much more limited than if we learn it in a ribui miyat ribui form. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel learned by Rabbi Nechanya ben Akanya. And Rabbi Chanya ben Akana's approach to these types of psukim was a klal prat form, and therefore Iunami Rabbi Shmuel himself also Dorish learns these types of psukim in a klal prat format. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Shishimish is Nachum Mishkamzu, Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Nachum Mishkamzu, so Dorish is called a Torah Kula b'Riba Miyit. He learned these psukim in a Riba Miyit format. That's the way Rabbi Nachum Mishkamzu learned, and therefore Iunami, Rabbi Kiva as well, Darish Ribi Amiyat, and therefore he learns it in the same format. And as we said, when you learn with a Ribi Amiyat format, you end up with much more of a Ribi. So I saw that the Rajba says that from this Gemara, the Rajba says that when we have Gemaras, that certain Tanoim learned in a Ribi Amiyat format, and certain Tanoim learned in a klal prat format, it doesn't mean, says the Rajba, that we always are limited to learning in a certain fashion, but rather the way to understand that sometimes it's learned in a ribui. Sometimes we can learn a ribui mit format, and sometimes we can learn a klal prat format. But I saw that the Mishnah Melech actually questions that position. Because we see from our Gemara that the Gemara is saying that he always learned it this way and he always learned that way. It seems from our Gemara that we are sort of limited, and if we learn it in a certain fashion, we always learn that fashion. If we don't learn that fashion, we don't learn that fashion. Says the Marmai Rabbi Kiva, the Darash Ribi Meir. Where do we find Rabbi Kiva learns Ribi Meir? And of course, the Gemara is focused on our Sugya. Says the Tanya, the Pasuk says, so the way to understand the pasuk, "Oy nefesh ki shishava" is a ribui, "Lahara lahetiv" is a miut, "L'chol shivata adam" is chazav ribui. And as we're saying, if you learn in a ribui miut ribui fashion, ribui miut ribui riba kol, it comes to say all types of shvuas are included. My ribui, ribui kol mili. Any type of shvuah is going to be considered a valid shvuah. But we do have a miyat, and the miyat does serve a purpose. Or my miyat, so what does the miyat come to teach us? Miyat dva mitzvah. That if somebody makes a shvuah that he's going to not do a certain mitzvah, that type of shvuah is not considered a valid shvuah. Because we're already mushbav oimid that we have to eat, for example, matzah on Pesach. So if somebody makes a shvuah, he's not going to eat a matzah on Pesach. It's a meaningless shvuah. It's a meaningless shvuah. Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, says the Gemara, learns in a fashion of darsh klal prat. And again, the Gemara reviews the psukim. Oy nefesh ki shishav alvatus v'sayim klal. Then the pasuk continues, lahara lahetiv prat. L'chol shivata adam chazav klal. And we're going to learn in a klal prat format, klal prat to klal format. And then if we have it learned in that type of format, the halach is iyat adon el kena prat. Ma prat meforosh lahaba, lahara or lahetiv. Lahara lahetiv speaks about, lahara lahetiv speaks about the future. So too, only a future type of shvuras. Ma prat meforosh lahaba af kol lahaba. A shvuah is only valid lahaba. Hani klala, but then there's a klal at the end. It comes to see. Lasuya comes to teach us that fil dvarim she'en bem harava tava. Even if it's a shvuah that cannot be articulated as a positive and a negative, if it's lahaba, hani prat lamuta fil dvarim she'esh ben harava tava l'shavar. So what the psukim are coming to teach us is that you have to have that it's the future. And so if we learn the psukim are teaching us that it has to be for a future shvua, lahara lahetiv, and also has to be a type of shvua on hara va'tava. But the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel takes the ribui to teach us that it's not limited to shvuos that are harava tava, even if it's a shvuah that isn't harava tava. The example we always give is throwing something into a rock into the sea is still going to be a valid shvuah. So ask the Gemara, epach ano, maybe we should turn this around and say that it's coming to teach us that it doesn't have to be the future, but it has to be harava tava. Answers the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Dumi lahara lahetiv. The shvuos always have to be similar hara lahetiv, which means Mishi Surum Shemiyach Dvaray. What is the avera of violating a shvuah? That you undertook to do something and you violated your word. Yatzu, but when you make this to shvuah about something that happened, so then when there's no point, there's no issue of violating what you said, because you didn't accept, you didn't commit to anything. The issue is only mishum bal yachal devaroi, because you didn't keep your word. This is not because you didn't keep your word. The issur mishum bal tashakru. So if the issur of shvuos bitui is because of you're not keeping your word, a shvuah that speaks about the past doesn't contain an element of bal yachad dvorei. It contains bal tashakru with it. Ritzavar oven amar amakra oynevshki shesavel vatzus v'sayim. When we speak about the shvuos bitui, which we're speaking about, the way the pasuk is introduced is the Torah says, which means that it's a type of shvuah that's kodemus lebitui, that you said something before you undertook it, that you said the shvuah before you did something. Not that what you did preceded the shvuah. So if that's the case, achalti and lo achalti, when I speak about the past, that the ma'isa that I'm saying a shvuah about, kodem l'shvuah, and the pasuk is explicitly excluding that as a shvuah. The Shonim ask a question, there are many other halachas that we've been learning about the shvuahs, that it has to be able to be said by lav and hain. So why don't we say that that's what the pasuk is talking about? So the Shonim take a very interesting approach. They said there are many different limudim that we learn, and one is not stronger than the other limud. Once one is not stronger than the other limud, we accept all the limudim as halachically correct. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "A nefesh ki shishavel levatim svasayim lahara lahetiv l'chala shivata adam b'shvu v'nel memenu." We learn from here ha'adam b'shvua, that when the person makes the shvua, he has to be of sound mind, pratlin onus. If the person wasn't of sound mind, then the person is not, it's not considered that he made a valid shvuah. And the way I saw the Malbim explains this Gemara, the Malbim explains that usually the Pasuk says ish. The Pasuk speaks about a person and describes him ish. Why over here do we find that the Torah speaks about the person as an Adam? He says Adam represents a higher level of intelligence. And what the pasuk is teaching us is that a person who makes a shvua when he's not an adam, a person makes a shvua when he's not on that level of intention, it's not considered a valid shvua. V'nelam prat l'mezid. You don't bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid if you violated the shvua of a mezid. Mimenu, the pasuk says v'nelam mimenu shenis al mimenu a shvua, that he forgot that he made the shvua, and therefore he violated. Yochel, we would say shital nesalma mena chayfitz, if he forgot what he was speaking about, and the Gemara will explain this quite extensively soon. Tamaloymer b'shvu v'nelam, ahalim shvu chayiv, he's chayiv for forgetting the shvua, v'ne chayiv ahalim chayfitz. Says the Gemara, Amamar, going back to this brisa, hadam b'shvua prat l'onus. If a person was an honest, he wasn't of sound mind, we made the shvua, it's not considered a valid shmua. So I asked him, Hechi Dami, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Kedrav Kahana Ravasi. There was an episode that took place with Rav Kahana Ravasi, Kihava Kaimi Mekama de Rav. They were standing in front of Rav, and they were arguing They learned by Rav, and they were arguing what their Rebbe Rav said. Mar Amar, Shvuah Sud HaChamer Rav, I can make a Shvuah that this is what Rav said. Or Mar Amar, and the other Amar said, Shvuah Sud HaChamer Rav, I can make a Shvuah that this is what Rav said. And says Gemara, Kiyosla Kamei to Rav, when they came to Rav, and they asked him who was correct, Amar, so Rav would say, Kechad Menayu, one of you is correct. Amalei, I Eidach, and the other one said, does that mean Vano b'shikra shtaboy, that it turns out that I made a false shvua? Amalei liba ansuch. It's not considered a false shvua because you weren't thinking correctly. You thought I said this way, but I didn't. So there's a question in the Rishonim as we approach this Gemara. These two Amoraim were arguing over what Rav said, and Rav sort of comforted them. And Rav said, you made the mistake, but it's not that you made the mistake deliberately. You weren't really of sound mind when you made this shua. So the question is it considered that the person did an aveira or not when he made a shua because he was sure that what he was saying was right, but it wasn't? Some Rishonim are of the opinion that it's not considered an aveira at all because he's like an oinus Rachmana Patre. And other Rishonim say that even though he made a mistake and he didn't do it on purpose, of course, it's not considered as if he didn't do an aveira. And it really touches on a much more fundamental question. The question that's being touched on here is, if somebody did an aveira by oinus, and then is that considered that he did an aveira, or doing an aveira by oinus is not considered having done an aveira at all? And that's really the subject of this machlokes Rishonim. When somebody made this type of shvua, he swore that this is what the Rebbe said, and it's actually not what the Rebbe said, is that considered an oinus? Is that considered an oinus or not? It's a very interesting discussion that Cheshuke Chemer has here. He says that in many yeshivas, the minig is that when it comes, for example, when it comes to when they sell dalias, Yom Nerayim, they don't sell dalias for money, but rather they sell dalias for daf and gemara. A person undertakes, they bid, who's going to learn a certain amount of gemara. And that's what happened one year on Simchas Torah, that many of the dalias were sold for that way. And then there was a person that pledged that he's going to learn 1,000 blat gemara for whatever kibbutz that he bought. And after Simchas Torah, this person forgot all about this obligation. And next year, Elul, when it's almost time when he has to, so to speak, pay up his pledge, he realized that although he had forgotten the pledge that he undertook, he had learned 1,000 blat. And the question is that considered a fulfillment of his obligation? So the Shailos HaTshuvos Hilchos Ketanis discusses it, and he says that just like we're learning in our Gemara, Ha'odam b'shvuah, Prat Loinus, that if you make a shvuah, but you forgot the shvuah, it's not an issue because it's not a shvuah. So too, if you want to fulfill a shvuah, he considers it's only considered that you fulfilled the shvuah if you realized that you fulfilled the shvuah. If you fulfilled the shvuah without realizing it, that it's not considered a valid shvuah. He quotes a tshuva where there was somebody who undertook that he's going to learn 18 parakim of Mishnayis every day. And he also undertook that every Shabbos, he's going to learn Masechta Shabbos. And as he's going through the year, on one Shabbos, it coincided that the 18 parakim of Mishnayis that he undertook to learn were Masechta Shabbos. And the question is, does he have to learn the Mishnayis twice, or learning it once is enough? And he says that the Sefer Sham D'Chayah says you have to do it twice. He says, just like the Aloch is, you can't give Matanos L'Avyoinim from Maisa money, because Maisa money is already designated for Tzedakah, and the Matanos L'Avyoinim has to come from other money. So too, you have two distinct obligations. If that's the case, you could only fulfill your obligation if you know you're doing it to fulfill that obligation. But then he says that it's not the same. He says that although in the cases we just mentioned, you can't fulfill your obligation unless you do it separately, here the person did not undertake that he's going to learn a certain blat. He undertook that he's going to learn a certain amount of blat. And at the end of the day, he did learn that amount of blat. And since he learned that amount of dafim, that's sufficient. The Braisa continued saying, that if he got the shvua. So the Braisa continued, that too, what's the halacha then? If you've got the shvua, that's when he brings the carbon over yard. Says the Gemara that if he forgot that he said the shvua regarding a certain object, that's not going to be considered a helm. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara says when they learned this halacha and at the Sroel, they sort of didn't understand. Bishlam shvua helm shvua that you could have a helm shvua mishkach slaw. Below chayfitz, without the item, to go into Amar. Shvur shloichel paschitin. Somebody made a shvur, I'm not going to eat wheat bread. The kesavar, and he got confused, and he thought his shvur was the shvur shloichel kamar, that I'm going to eat that bread. The shvur se inch chef tzedachir, that here, that he forgot the shvur, but he remembers regarding what object he made the shvur. Ella asked the Gemara chayfitz below shvur, how is it possible to forget the object without forgetting the shvua? What are we going to say? That somebody made a shvua, he's not going to eat wheat bread. The ksavar, and he got confused, and he thought shosayim kamar, that he spoke about barley bread. The shvua, k'dachalei, in such a case, he remembers the shvua, the cheftzin, but he forgot what object he was speaking about. Says the Gemara, but let's think about it. Kiven the cheftza in Shiluhu, since he forgot the object that he was talking about, Hainu Helm Shvua, isn't that an example of Helm Shvua? Elam Rebelozo Dovada Echetzi. Helm Chayfetz and Helm Shvua travel together. And it's not possible to have a Helm Chayfetz without a Helm Shvua. Maskler of Yosef, Alma, that according to this, Chayfetz Beloy Shvua, to forget about the object without forgetting the shvur, loy mishkachsla is not possible. Ha mishkachas, but if it would be possible, what would be the case? He going to omer shvur shloyecha paschitin. We made a shvur he's not going to eat wheat bread. For hoishi yada lasal, and he put his hand into a basket. Lito pas oirim to take barley bread. For also be yada shalchitin, but he got wheat bread. Kesover, and he thought that what type of bread did he pull out? Sayrimhi, that he pulled out barley bread and he ate it. The shvua sedachle, he's very well of a shvua. For cheftzu de layadale, he got mixed up about the object. He thought that he was eating bread that he's allowed to, but he wasn't. Asked the Gemara, Amalei Abayus, Abayus says to Rabbi Yosef, klum chayvesle, why would we suggest that he's going to be chayv a carbon oil and miyarud? Elamai the toughest biyadai. Because he's holding something in his hand, helm shvuhi. Because so that really is the case, asked the Gemara, of a helm shvua. Why? Because he thought that he didn't make a shvua regarding what he's holding in his hand, but he did make. Lishdachrina, then the Gemara gives a different version of the question. Amalei, a bailer of Yosef, soif, carbon to kamaisi, the carbon that he's going to bring, that you're saying that he has to bring a carbon oil over yard in this case. Aloy the high pais maisi. He's bringing it because he ate the bread that he wasn't. And if he ate the bread that he wasn't, why is he bringing a carbon? Because helm shvuhu, says the one of Yosef Amalach. So how does Rabbi Yosef defend himself? Kiven the yodalei the chitinhu. Had he realized that what he had pulled out was wheat bread, parshmenei, he would have never have eaten it. That's why it's considered helm chayfetz. So, and that's why it's in that category. And was saying by helm chayfetz, you don't bring a carbon oil of a yoyrit. So ask the Gemara. Bimnei Rava Rav Nachman. Helm zeb zeb yodai. He had helm shvua and also helm chayfetz. What will be the halacha? Amalei Rav Nachman responds. Helm Shvuah B'yadai. This is a case that he's had Helm Shvuah. And since he has Helm Shvuah, the loch is that he should be in Kabbalah Merele B'yarid. Ask the Gemara, Adrabah. But why can't we say that this is a case that he had Helm Chefetz B'yadai, and therefore he shouldn't have to be Kabbalah Merele B'yarid? To which Amar of Ashim, we had a similar Gemara previously, similar Gemara to this, Chazinan. We have to analyze. Imach Meshvu Kaparish, what is the reason he didn't eat it? If he didn't eat it because he realized he made a Shvua, so that's a proof that this is a case of Helm Shvu B'yadai, and he's going to bring the Chayv, he's going to bring a Karmen Oil of a Yayud. If, on the other hand, Machmas Chayfetz Kaparish, he drops it because he realized it, that this is Pas Chitin and not Pas Soirim, how could you separate these two? How could you separate these two things? Why is he realizing that this is a shvua that he should not violate? Because he's realizing that he's holding wheat bread, not barley bread. And on the other hand, we can make an argument. Why is he dropping the bread? Because he realizes it's a shvua. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that both of them travel together. Since both of them travel together, therefore loishna, once there's an element of shuas chayfetz, this way Rashi learns, that once there's an element of shuas chayfetz, of helm chayfetz, and we're learning that the only time you bring a carbon oil of yoyrid is in a case where there's a helm shvua, but here there's also an element of helm chayfetz. Yes, there's also an element of helm shvua, but since we have both elements in this case, so only when there's only Helm Shvua do you bring carbon oil of Yairid. If it's not a pure case of Helm Shvua, then you don't bring a carbon oil of Yairid. Continues the Gemara Baimine, Rava mi Rav Nachman. Ezo Shiga Geshvua Bitil Shavar. What's the case that Rabbi Kiva is telling us that when you make a Shvua's Bitil Shavar, you chayv a carbon? What is the case? If at the time of the Shvua he realized that he's saying something which is untrue. Again, Lashava means that you're making a Shvua about something that did or didn't happen. So ask the Gemara, if at the time of the Shvua you realized what you're doing is a lie, so then Mezid who? That's a case of Mezid. And as we said at the beginning of the Shir, even if we'll say that there's no carbon, like Rav Shmuel says, on a Shvua speak to Lashava, everybody agrees by Mezid there's going to be a Chi of Malkus on Lashava. Vida lo yada, and if the person didn't realize what he was saying was not true, he thought he was saying the truth, then he's honest. As we said, that the person, Adam B'Shvua, when you make a Shvua, you have to be of sound mind. And this is not the case of sound mind when he's making this type of mistake. Amale, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, I'll give you an example. By me a day in this Yeshua Zuas Surah. He's saying, I know what I'm saying is not true. Aval, any idea, I'm not aware, im chayovna le karbonim lav, if for making this type of shvua, there's a chiv karbon oil v'yoyrid. And the question is, if not knowing that makes a difference. Because the Gemara, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Tesam and Aleph, discusses that somebody did an avera b'mezid, but he didn't remember that this is the type of avera that if you violate this avera b'shoyg, you bring a karm chattis. What's going to be the halacha? According to Mumbus, shigigas karm shma shkaga, and according to Chamim, shigigas kargim ein shma shkaga. And that's going to be the case here. Command. So the Gemara is suggesting that if a case where you don't know that if you do this avera b'shoyg, you're going to bring a karm chattis, they were saying now that you're not going to bring, that you still get a Marcus. It's following the opinion of Mr. Shigigash Carbon Shmar Shkaga, it's considered a Shagig. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I feel a tema. At Kanle, Pligra Rabbanan Le Demuza, where do we have a Machlex Rabbanan and Mumbus if you don't know that you bring a carbon? Is it Shagig or not? El b'chol tarei kula, the lav chiddushu. It's not a chiddush that when you do an avera b'shogig that avera chayv chatas. Aval hocha. in the case of Shuas Bitui, that you bring a carbon is a chiddush. Why? The B'chol Tayr Kula Lo Yashkech Alav, the Maisa carbon, we don't find that if there's an Aveir that doesn't have Karas attached to it, that you bring a carbon. Because Yalpinim and Vaidazara, we learn from Vaidazara, just like Vaidazara B'mezit is Karas, B'shagi Gizchatis, V'ocha Maisi, here it's a new chiddush, that even though B'mezit there's no Karas, still B'shagi bring a carbon. A filu Rabban and Moida, even the Rabban agreed to Mumbas that Shigig has carbon, not knowing that, is considered a Shigig. Continues the Gemara by Mnei Ravina Marava. Nishba al Kika, if somebody made a Shvua that he's not going to eat a certain loaf, and he comes to a situation where there's a situation that he has to eat, and there's nothing available besides that loaf. And at that point, he forgot his Shvua and he ate it. Mahu, what will be the halacha? Ask the Gemara, and the Gemara stops. Mistaken, if it's a situation where the person is in sakonas nefashis, so of course, in that case, lish lemar, the Rav should be matan neder. The Rav should annul the shvua. Ella, and there won't be any shvua if it's a situation of sakonas nefashis. Says the Gemara, Ella, it's speaking about a case of mitzar. It's not a case of sakonas nefashis, but he's really very hungry, and he's in a situation that had he, even if he remembered the shvua, because of his status, he would have eaten it. And even though it means violating the shvua. And what's the halacha? But he forgot, but what happened to be is v'ochel shvua, they forgot that he made the shvua. Mai. So he would have potentially done the aveira anyway, but made it. It just happened to be that's not the circumstances. Amalei, to which Rava said to Ravina Tanina, the Bryce says, Shav mi deasai. If somebody, when he did the Aveira, would have realized he's doing the Aveira, that's called a case of Shav that he brings a carbon over Yared. That's when he brings a carbon on Shigasai. Shav lo shav mi deasai. But if it's a situation that even if he would have known he's doing an Aveira, he would have done it anyway, and so this is our example, then the halacha is enemy of the carbon shigas, so he doesn't bring a carbon. Amishmul, continues the Gemara, Gomer Beliboy, if somebody had every intention, decided to make a shvua, it's still not a shvua, tzarech shiyotz b'sfasov. He has to expressly say the shvua. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, levate b'sfasayim. The person is only chai for a shvua if levate b'sfasayim, if he articulated the shvua. If he didn't articulate the shvua, it's not considered a shvua. The pasuk says, V'yida Yaakov neder lemer, says the Gemara. So the Gemara teaches us that what does it mean with the word lemer? That Yaakov Avinu taught Klal Yisrael that whenever they're in a dangerous situation, they should make a shvua. But Rav Dushinsky says, perhaps what the pasuk is teaching us, V'yida Yaakov neder. Yaakov made a neder, but the pasuk is teaching us that when is the neder going to be considered a valid neder? It's only considered a valid neder when lemer, when he expressly said in the shvua. If he didn't say it, then it wouldn't be considered a neder. There is an interesting discussion amongst the pasukim. What will be the halacha if somebody wrote out the shvua? Will that be considered a valid shvua or not? And really, there's a question in halacha: if ksiba kadibur, that if writing is the equivalent of dibur, and some want to suggest that it's connected to the question: can you offer testimony b'ksiva? Can you offer testimony by writing? But I saw that the poskim want to suggest, based on what we just learned in our Gemara, that even if we'll say that ksiva kadibur, and it's considered valid testimony, but we just learned that the pasuk says levate b'svasayim, and the pasuk by levate b'svasayim is teaching us that it's only considered a shvua if you articulated the words, and if you didn't articulate the words, it's not a good shvua. Meisvei asked the Gemara. The pasuk says a nefeshki shishav levate b'svasayim lahar lahetav l'chol shivat adam b'shvua. B'svasayim, says the Gemara, v'loy b'leiv. A shvua is not valid unless you articulate it. Gam b'liboy, if you intended to make a shvua menayin, that it's a valid shvua. Tamaloyim l'chol shivata adam b'shvua. So the Gemara right away stops and asks a question. Hagufa kasha, let's understand this brisa. Amrit, first the brisa says, b'sfasayim, that in order for a shvua to be considered a valid shvua, b'sfasayim, you have to articulate the shvua, v'loy b'leiv, just thinking is inadequate. V'ada amr, and then the very same brisa says, gomer b'liboy, if you thought about it, it's good enough, minayin. So how do we understand the brisa? Answers the Gemara, amr avshesha holoy kasha, ha'kamer, b'sfasayim, you have to express the shvua, v'loy shagomer b'liboy l'hoitzi, b'sfasayim v'lhoitzi, and it is inadequate just if you decided to make a shvua. That's not going to be enough. Gomer b'liboy stam, if somebody decided that something should be also to him on a shvua, menayin that it's chal, tamalayim l'chol shivata. The pasuk is coming to teach us that even b'machshava it's enough. So now was the way Rav Sheish has explained this braisa. This braisa is actually teaching us that a shvua is valid even if you didn't express it. Says the Gemara, that's okay. But Shmuel has taught us expressly not like that. Shmuel has told us that a shvua is only if you expressed it. So the Rishonim asked a question, Tosfos asked the question, maybe just like Rav Sheshis explained the Braisa, that's the way we're going to explain Shmuel's opinion. So Tosfos says there's a very big difference between a Braisa and an Amora, Shmuel's an Amora. A Braisa, we find very often, is not necessarily extremely clear, and it's the job of the Gemara of the Amoraim to explain what the Braisa meant. There is an expectation, however, that a Tana is going to be that a Moira is going to be clear. And if a Shmuel is meant to say the way he's explaining the Braisa, it turns out Shmuel was not clear in his opinion, which is not something that the Gemara says is common. Amar Shesh Tritzu Amihachi. B'sosayim v'lo shigabam b'li b'lohitzi. Paschitin. If somebody decided to say paschitin, and instead of saying that he's not going to eat wheat bread, he got mixed up for hoitzin, he said that I'm not going to eat pasoirim, that the shvua is not a valid shvua. His head and his mind and his mouth have to be connected. But what about gomer l'hoitzi paschitin? He intended to say paschitin, but when he actually expressed the shvua, v'hoitzi pas, he just said pas. Stam, he didn't say chitim. Menayin, that's a valid shvua. Tamloim l'chol shivata v'sodom. But the pasuk is saying that you have to express something. And if you didn't express anything, it wouldn't be a valid shvua. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the person says, if somebody takes upon himself to bring a carbon, the pasuk says, "Moitzis osecha tishma vasisa, kasha nadarta." Only ela shaitzi b'sfasav, moitzis osecha, that you expressed. Gomer b'liboy minayin. How do you know if somebody just decided that he's chayv? Tamalayim called nadiv leiv. So we see that all you need is nadiv leiv, and you don't have to say anything. Says the Gemara, that's different because there we're talking about nidrei hegdish, and nidrei hegdish, the Torah says, called nadiv leiv. That just deciding in your heart is enough to make it into a shua. Ask the Gemara of Enigma Minah, but why can't we learn from there that just like by Nidre Hegdish, just making a decision is enough, so too should be the halacha everywhere? Answers the Gemara, Mishum David Shum V'Kotchim Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echad. This pasuk is said twice. Once it was by the Truma, the pasuk says by people who donated for the Mishkan, the pasuk says, Kol Nadiv Lev Heviyu. And then by Kabbonis, it says, the kol nadiv leiv oilus. And we have a rule, the kol shnei ksum abayim ke'echad, whenever the Torah teaches us the same halacha twice, ein melamdim. And the reason for that is, because if this is the halacha everywhere, it would be enough that the Torah should tell it to us only once. And once the Torah tells it to us once, we can learn from there for everywhere else. The fact that the Torah found the need to teach us this halacha twice, it's coming to teach us that only here it was taught is it the halacha, nowhere else. So that's why we see that only in these very specific cases of the Mishkan And Kabbonis is Nadiv Lev enough. Everywhere else, it's not. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Lamand Omar, a Melamdin, that indeed has this principle of Shnei Ksuma Ba'an Kechar, a Melamdin. So from here, we know that only there, Nadiv Lev is enough, nowhere else. Elamand Omar Melamdin, that we can learn from there to everywhere else. So we're back to our question, why don't we learn from the Nadiv Lev that a Machshava is enough? Michael Amemer answers the Gemara, because there we're talking about have a chul of a kachim. Here we're talking those the place where the Torah says the div lev is adequate is to make it into a shvua of a cases of kachim, the mishkan and the kabbonis, and therefore chul of a kachim like Amrina, we can't learn regular conversation from kachim, and only there is a valid, nowhere else. The pasuk says, "Meis kolish ashiyadvero libay tichu trumasi." So the pasuk starts with the words "Meis kolish ashiyadvero libay." It means somebody who's donating, and then the pasuk says, "Tichu is trumasi." Tichu means that we could forcibly make him give it. How do we reconcile this pasuk? So sort of Sefer Sifsei Rotzen explains that when we speak about ben odom l'chaveroi, but relations between people, of course there's a rule that dvarim shebelev in a dvarim. We only follow what you say, not what you think. But when we speak about ben odom l'shamayim, ben odom l'makayim, there is a rule that even if you just thought about it, as we just learned in the Gemara, kol nadiv lev, you don't have to expressly say it. That's what the pasuk says. The Yichuli Truma. The Pasuk says that we're talking about Truma. We're talking about something which has been Adam Lamakim. Since it's been Adam Lamakim, even though it was just Yidvenu Libay, it was just something that I decided to do, but I never actually expressed that I'm going to do, the halacha is, since it's been Adam Lamakim, since as Al-Gemara just said, when we speak about Kachim, the halacha is that it's considered a valid shvua, and to the degree of tichus trumasi, they could force the person to give it. So if we review the halacha l'maisa, if somebody decided to do something, but he did not in any way express it, the halacha is, then as far as hilchos shmul is concerned, as far as hilchos shvua is concerned, it's not considered a shvua. And that's what we just learned Shmuel taught us. Gama Beliboy, even though I made a decision to do something, Tzorach Shiyotzi B'Sfosov. And that's the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Even though I made a decision, if I didn't express my decision, it's nothing. If somebody said something, and he had, by mistake, that he had not in any circumstance intended to do, the halach is that even though he didn't really mean to say it, the halacha is he has to follow what he said. That's what some people say. But the halacha is that you have to have piv v'libay shavim. And if you say that you had absolutely no intention, the halacha is it's not a shvua. If somebody said it, but now he wants to define what he wanted to say, so then the halacha is then some paiskim say that if it makes a difference if it's a Talmud Chacham and Amoritz. A Talmud Chacham we believe to define what he said, and Amoritz that we don't. Others say if we have to look where how to look at the explanation. If the explanation fits into the words that he said, then we accept the explanation. But if the explanation doesn't fit into the words that he said, then we can't just accept that this explanation. When it comes to Nidrei Tzedakah, the halacha is, many Rishonim are of the opinion, the halacha is, Rashi's opinion is, Dvarim Shebelev Ab Dvarim. The Div Libay, as we're learning in our Gemara, even if it wasn't your intention to say anything, you're obligated to keep what was your intention. But the Ritva disagrees, and he says that our Gemara spoke about Kabbonis and the Mishkan. But any other situation, if you did not expressly say what you're accepting, it won't be considered a shvua, even though you know that's what you were thinking. And this has a lot of repercussions. The most obvious repercussion, as we just said, is tzedakah. Another repercussion, if somebody was going to accept upon himself a tainus, but he didn't say it, but it was an intention to accept upon himself a tainus. When we know that tainus goes with Kabbalah's tainus, will that be an ashur that he has to keep or not? And again, the question is, how far do we apply the concept of Nadiv Libay that we just learned in the Gemara? Do we apply it to anything that has a tzedakah or Ben Adam or Makam element to it? Or is it only the cases that we learned in the Gemara, Kachim and the Mishkan?